Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As always, great to have Jared with us, and there's a lot to talk about, including the game this past Sunday, the game this coming Sunday. But Jared, as far as any trades, nothing is official, so I know you can't talk really in specifics, but in general terms, how do you feel when your front office goes out and makes a move to support the current roster?
Yeah, it feels good. It's exciting. Obviously, saw the news this morning that could be coming down the pipe here, and it's exciting. I think Brad and those guys have done a great job year after year around this time, making the move or not making the move, and being patient. And if we're able to make a move or two today, it'd be great.
Player like this, it's been reported. do you have a history with him in the past, and how he has wreaked havoc on you as a quarterback in the league?
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about, but yeah, he's been giving me a hard time for a long time now.
You know, the fans take this as the Lions' windows right now, so they really want you guys to get super aggressive at the trade deadline. But, you feel like you're playing at a Super Bowl caliber right now. Is this put pep in the step? Any general move put a pep in the step of the locker room that feels like this is some more fuel for us to get the job done?
Sure. I think anytime you're able to add good players who are hard workers, I don't think it matters at what position you do that at. It's good for the locker room. It creates competition. It obviously adds talent to the room. And we're always excited about that and looking for guys who want to help us win in whatever way they can.
With that said, this past Sunday, obviously you don't have Aiden. Pascal's out. Rodrigo's out. Branch gets kicked out. Carlton Davis leaves the field at one point injured. How is the defense, like, still getting it done with all these guys not being able to contribute?
Yeah, they're built for adversity. They are. We've been through a lot as a group. And go back all the way to 2021. There's a lot of the same guys in 2022. We're built for it. And certainly on defense with what AG is doing with those guys and some of the leaders they have over there doing a great job getting guys where they need to be. And I think guys are picking up the slack. They're playing at a high level. I mean, you look at some of these guys that are, Jack Campbell, who's playing at a high level, Anzalone's playing at a high level, Jerem stepping in there when he needs to be. A lot of the guys up front, obviously the defensive backs are playing at a high level. I think Dan said it best when Aiden got hurt. Everyone needs to kind of shore up their own area a little bit and we'll be just fine. And it's not just on defense, it's all around. But certainly that defense has done a great job adjusting and being able to make plays without some of those guys, like you mentioned.
I mean, as a kid, I loved playing in a rainstorm or playing in the snow, but by the time I was a senior in high school, I hated playing in the rain. What about a 9-year NFL veteran? What was it like to play in that quagmire?
It was fun, man. It was cool. It was probably the rainiest, wettest game I've played in, but I felt prepared. I did. I felt like we were really prepared. We had practiced all week with the wet ball, and I felt good with the gloves. Our receivers felt good with their gloves, and I think it showed up. They had a handful of drops. We didn't. They had some guys slip. We didn't. We were very prepared for the elements, and I thought our coaching staff did a hell of a job getting us ready.
Is that something new that you guys have worked on? Are you in your career with working with wet footballs to prepare for something like this? And, you know, did you do something with gloves all week too? Like, did you wear them around the house and carry things with a glove just to get used to it?
No, I didn't do that. But no, I think, you know, at some point, maybe halfway through my career, I found these gloves and they helped me. They feel good. And when it's rainy or you know, super duper cold, I'll pull them out, and it certainly helps. And but yeah, it was something that I feel like a tool for me to use if I need to. And I thought our receivers had their stuff ready as well. And yeah, like I said, I think our staff did a great job preparing us for that. And Dan was very adamant about making sure we were ready for it.
It's pretty clear you guys fed off the they're an indoor team. They can't play outdoors. They can't play on the grass. I mean, this kind of stuff, even at this point in your career, it still gets you going, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, I've been hearing it my whole life now. And so, yeah, it gets me going certainly. And I think our whole team, and again, like, yeah, you know, we were pretty mistake free on offense, and our defense did a good job, you know, getting after them. And I think the mistakes that showed up, you know, they certainly pivoted the game, and we were able to play pretty mistake free and take care of the ball and hold it tight, squeeze it tight, catch the ball when it came their way. I was able to remain pretty accurate, and our O-line protected pretty well. So, yeah, all those things come into play when you play in weather like that, and I thought we handled it really well.
With that said, did you hear what one of their offensive linemen said after the game?
Yeah, I heard it. That's all right. You can say that. All good.
I was going to say, the comment about that they just they're not the better team, they just executed better. Isn't that what the better team does? They execute better?
Yeah, that's all right. You know, they can say that. Yeah, they said they'll see us again, and whenever we play them again at home. And I said, that's right, we play you guys twice a year for the last however many years, you will see us again.
That touchdown pass to St. Brown, you're in the midst of this ridiculous streak where you've completed 30 straight passes to St. Brown. It's amazing. But that touchdown pass in particular, I think there are so many things about it that are ridiculous, with the elements, the placement of the ball, the route that's run, because that's not a typical route you see in the corner. What to you was the best part of that play?
Yeah, I just think him and I being on the same page. He knew where I was going to throw it. I knew how he was going to react to the coverage. And then obviously his catch was pretty remarkable, and getting his feet down in bounds. But I don't, it's not surprising for him, you know. He's that type of player. He's an all-pro player. He's one of the best in this league. And feel like I can kind of throw it to him wherever with anyone on him, and he'll make a play.
You know, every time you guys go for it on fourth down, it, like, doesn't matter. The broadcaster is like, you know what's going to happen. You know the Lions are going to go for it. You know Dan Campbell's going to go for it. How much does it mean to you guys as an offense that he places that faith in you? And does he ever surprise you?
No, I'm never surprised at this point, no. And it means a lot. Yeah, we're ready to go, and we're geared up for it as part of our identity now. And when he puts that faith in us, we feel just that much more responsible to make him right. And, you know, I always laugh, you know, now everyone's saying how good of a call that was by him, right? And if we didn't convert, you guys and everyone else, you know, no offense, would be probably tearing him down about it. And it's just funny how revisionist history works that way. And we're happy he's our head coach and makes those calls.
I think everybody wants to know if you're working on your headstand.
I'm not doing that. No, I don't think I've got strong enough neck muscles or trap muscles for that. I'll leave that to him.
Did you see him practice that at all?
No, I didn't. That was the first time I saw it. It's pretty cool, though. It was a good photo that came out of it, and it was funny.
Yeah.
You get back to an indoor surface on Sunday. You're at Houston. Jameson Williams comes back. Does he step right in and not miss a beat, or is there going to be a little bit of an adjustment period for him?
No, he'll step right back in and not miss a beat. I don't see any adjustment period, and he'll be right back doing what he was doing and helping us win.
In his absence, here comes Tim Patrick again. Here comes Allen Robinson again. Guys that were just brought into the organization. The relationship you have with these newer Lions, it seems remarkable that you're able to develop them that quickly.
Yeah, you know, I can't say enough good things about those two guys, man. It's really been cool for me to see, you know, two guys that are, you know, later in their careers that have had pretty significant success in their own right to come into a team and to play a role that hasn't been typical of what they're used to, and to not say a word and to play hard and to love being a part of our team and to just fill in and do their job when needed, and, you know, trying to reward those guys with some more footballs. But They've been doing a hell of a job. They practice hard. They do everything right. They block their tails off, and we're lucky to have those guys filling in when we need them.
One final thing for me, and it's back to the Green Bay game, and this might be something, it might be nothing. You guys were taking a knee, and the cameras were zoomed in on you, and it looked like there was a lot of talking back and forth. Was that something significant at all, or was that nothing?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's when they said that they'd play us again later in the year. And we said, yeah, we know, we're in the division. We play you guys twice a year every year.
So you got Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter on the other side for Houston. It's quite a dynamic duo that come after you. When you see something like that on the other side, how does that change your approach compared to other teams that don't have that kind of defensive presence?
Yeah, those guys are really good. You know, watching them early on this week, they've got a really good front. Obviously, D'Amico and his San Francisco background, that's what they do. They get really good defensive linemen, really good front seven, really good linebackers. And then they've got really good defensive backs, too. This is a good defense, and it'll be a good challenge for us, and it'll be fun.
Last one for me. Your running backs are spectacular. We know this. But which one's more fun to watch, the guy with all the speed or the guy who's breaking all the tackles?
You know, they both have speed and break tackles. You know, so I don't know which one you're talking about, but they're both fun to watch, man. It's such a luxury to have two guys that can kind of do it all, really. I mean, they both can catch. They both can break tackles. Like you said, they both are fast. They both are tough. They both are smart. Like, it's really remarkable to have two guys like that. And I think about sometimes when I'm, you know, dropping back and I don't have one, two, or three open, I'm able to check it down to them with space. It feels like, you know, such a good play for us, and it has been so far.
Does it make you feel like you're faster and you can break tackles?
No, nope. I'm not faster breaking tackles anytime soon.
Jared, we appreciate the time as always, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Congratulations on another big win.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, he is, Lions quarterback Jared Goff joining us every Tuesday here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.